So, are there any questions?
Yes, Professor Harrison, you were saying that the periodic table is predictive. What exactly does that mean? I mean, I understand how it organizes the elements, but where's the prediction?
Okay, let's look at our periodic table again. Okay, it groups elements into categories that share certain properties, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's arranged according to increasing atomic number, which is?
The number of protons in each atom of an element.
Right. Well, early versions of the periodic table had gaps, missing elements. Every time you had one more proton, you had another element. And then, oops, there'd be an atomic number for which there was no known element. And the prediction was that an element with that atomic number existed somewhere, but it just hadn't been found yet. And its location in the table would tell you what properties it should have. It was really pretty exciting for scientists at that time to find these missing elements and confirm their predicted properties. Actually, that reminds me of a very good example of all this, element 43. See on the table the symbols for elements 42 and 44? Well, in early versions of the table, there was no symbol for an element with 43 protons because no element with 43 protons had been discovered yet. So the periodic table had a gap between elements 42 and 44. And then, in 1925, a team of chemists led by a scientist named Ida Tock claimed that they had found element 43. They had been using a relatively new technology called X-ray spectroscopy, and they were using this to examine an ore sample. And they claimed they'd found an element with 43 protons, and they named it Missourium.
Professor Harrison, then how come in my periodic table here, element 43 is TC? That's technetium, right?
Okay, let me add that. Actually, that's the point I'm coming to. Hardly anyone believed that Tock had discovered a new element. X-ray spectroscopy was a new method at the time, and they were never able to isolate enough Missourium to have a weighable sample to convince everyone of the discovery, so they were discredited. But then, 12 years later, in 1937, a different team became the first to synthesize an element using a cyclotron. And that element had...
43 protons?
That's right. But they named it technetium to emphasize that it was artificially created with technology. And people thought that synthesizing this element, making it artificially, was the only way to get it. We still hadn't found it occurring in nature. Now, element 43, whether you call it Missourium or technetium, is radioactive. Why does that matter? What's true of a radioactive element?
It decays. It turns into other elements. Oh, so does that explain why it was missing in the periodic table?
Exactly. Because of its radioactive decay, element 43 doesn't last very long. And therefore, if it ever had been present on Earth, it would have decayed ages ago. So, the Missourian people were obviously wrong, and the technetium people were right, right? Well, that was then. Now we know that element 43 does occur naturally. It can be naturally generated from uranium atoms that have spontaneously split. And guess what? The ore sample the Missourian group was working with had plenty of uranium in it, enough to split into measurable amounts of Missourium. So Tock's team might very well have found small amounts of Missourium in their ore sample. It's just that once it was generated from split uranium, it decayed very quickly. And you know, here's an incredible irony. Ida Tock, the chemist who led the Missourium team, well, she was the first to suggest that uranium could break up into smaller pieces. But she didn't know that that was the defense of her own discovery of element 43.
So, is my version of the periodic table wrong? Should element 43 really be called Missourium?
Maybe, but, you know, it's hard to tell for sure after all this time if Ida Tock's group did discover element 43. They didn't publish enough detail on their methods or instruments for us to know for sure. But I like to think element 43 was discovered twice. As Missourium, it was the first element discovered that occurs in nature only from spontaneous fission. And as technetium, it was the first element discovered in a laboratory. And, of course, it was an element the periodic table led us to expect existed before anyone had found it or made it.